I'm Barbara Patterson. Welcome to the Real Business, Real Lives podcast, where business is realized and leadership reimagined. This podcast is a fresh look at what it takes to have a successful and fulfilling business in life. Through conversations with entrepreneurs, business leaders, and thought leaders, you will hear real stories of real change, insights, and transformation. And if we get it right, we're going to disrupt those old models of hustle, hard work, and what it takes to create that business and life you desire. And instead, point you to the power and potential that already resides within you. Welcome to the Real Business, Real Lives podcast. I'm your host, Barbara Patterson, and I'm so glad you're here and tuning in for this first episode. Today, I'm going to share with you all about why I started this podcast and what my hope is for you, the listener, and the direction I'm headed with the amazing guests that I have lined up for you. A little bit about me first. I've worked in the personal, professional, and organizational development field for over 25 years. I've spent a lifetime curious about transformation of every kind. And, you know, I can remember being really young in preteen years, maybe 12, 13, when my mom and I went to hear Leo Buscaglia talk. And he's a self-help author, for those of you that might not have heard from him. But on the way home in the car, I remember telling my mom, I want to do that. I want to help people like he does. That memory is so clear in my mind. And the seed that was planted that day has not always been linear or clear. In fact, I've spent a lot of my younger work life wondering about my purpose, what I was here for, what I was meant to do, you know, just always feeling like I should be up to bigger things. What am I up to? How do I find it? Where is it? But it's interesting to look back now and see how I was getting hints and nudges that were pointing me towards where I am today. And the way I see purpose is now very different. And I gave a TED talk on that topic a few years ago, and I'll put that link in the show notes in case you'd like to listen to it. But the older I got and the more into my career, I really started to wonder why certain people could change or transform in an area of their life and others couldn't. Why, for me, I could seem to do really well in one place, but yet really struggle in another. I was completely puzzled by this. And since it was my passion as well as now my career, I was on a mission to figure it out. I was definitely working at it. Like, how do I change? How do I help other people change? You know, I've done all sorts of personal development, self-help, spiritual courses, and a ton of professional development programs. You know, I was a student as well as I was trained in much of it. And eager to find out all the ways that I could help myself and my clients. You know, if it mattered to me, if it mattered to you, to my clients, I wanted to help. And prior, it looked like there was something to fix, like there was something in between me and my potential. There was something in between my clients and their ability to do well. If they were at A and they wanted to get to B, then it looked like we had to uncover any of the challenges or blocks that would keep them from that. And it was a little bit of a mystery, you know. It put me on the hunt for, you know, how was the past keeping me stuck? Did I have any hidden self-sabotage issues? You know, just so much on my mind. And really coming from just a simple desire to want to be the best person I could be, to want to have impact with other people and to want to help. But I constantly felt like I was running up against a wall in certain areas. You know, that feeling of, I know there's more or I could do better, but I just can't seem to make it happen. But what I want to talk about today is the moment that changed the trajectory of my career and my understanding about how real change and transformation happened and about the real source of potential. And really, that is why we're here today and now has become the purpose behind starting this podcast. About 8 years ago, I was living in Paris and I was working as an executive heading up the global talent management, executive development, culture. Basically, all learning and development was under my area. Now, I love this job, really, and I love the people I worked with. I had an opportunity to travel all around the world. I've met some incredible leaders and just felt like I was able to make a contribution that mattered. However, in the last year, maybe year and a half of my time there, I started to feel a pull to change things. I started to feel a pull to make a change in my life, to maybe go back and start up my own consulting company. You know, I had had my own business years earlier, and I was starting to feel this pull that it was time to do that again. Now, at the time, this didn't make sense on paper. Great job, great city, great people. Why would I leave? However, I know that a lot of you can relate to this, that at times, while something doesn't logically make sense, there's kind of this deeper knowing inside of you that says, do it, follow it, it's time, make a change. And that voice, that knowing just became so clear to me that there was no other decision to be made but to take that leap. Now, when I was getting ready to move back to the States, I decided that, well, if I'm going to go into my own business, I need a coach. I've been coaching and in the field since, you know, the 1997 or 98. And I knew the value of what a good coach could do for you. So I was on the hunt and I thought, I'm going to hire someone that's going to help me be smart, help me make good choices, help me be strategic, be a sounding board in my business so I can be successful. And that's when, through a series of kind of synchronistic events, I came across and met Michael Neal. And Michael, we had this amazing, wonderful first conversation and decided to work together. Now, I thought I was picking Michael because he understood the coaching world. He just had this amazing presence. And he was successful, so I thought he could help me be successful. But what I soon came to discover was that Michael was going to introduce me to an understanding that, again, was going to change my life and my work in really amazing ways. And Michael introduced me to a new understanding, about how our minds affect our ability to tap into new potential, new fulfillment, and connection. He began speaking to me about the roles our minds play and the connection that it has moment to moment in our ability to have high-level thinking, to tap into creative ideas, to really connect with people, to have impact. Well, I remember our first session walking down the street and hearing something in what he was saying and hearing something new. It sounded different than what I'd heard before about positive mindset and not being negative and getting your act together inside your head. You know, like I had heard all those things and those things had made sense to me, but I knew he was saying something else. And I got really curious about it. And when I first moved back, like my first week back into the States, he and I had a coaching call. And I showed up to the call with my to-do list. You know, I was going to make the most out of our time together. And I had all my list of the people I needed to contact, the connections I needed to make, the work I needed to do. And I'm reading off this list and, you know, kind of expecting Michael to say, oh, good job here. Oh, I'd do something else here and that. But instead, as I kind of read my list and I finally take a pause, Michael says to me, "You know, Barb, I have no doubt that you're going to be successful." He said, "You've already reached a level of success in your own life, and I know you can repeat it. You can use all your strategies for success, all the things you've learned, and you can make it happen again." He said, "But potentially, what you rob yourself of is an opportunity to have a whole new experience of who you could be in the world." Now, when he said that, something got really quiet inside of me and said, "Yeah, I want that." Now, I don't know what that is or how to do it, but I know I want it. The chance to have a whole new experience of me in the world. There was something really striking to me in that moment about that. We talked a little bit more about it, and what we talked about is it's as if you have a well of memory on one side and the well of inspiration on the other. Now, in the well of memory sits all of our experiences, our lessons, our strategies for success, our past failures, everything we've learned, our education, our certification, you know, all of that sits in the well of memory. Now, we can draw from that and build a business, build relationships from that place, from everything we know, everything we've experienced. And that's what he was pointing to when he said, "You can repeat that. But if we want to experience something new, tap into a new potential, tap into a fresh perspective, a fresh experience of who we are in the world, that requires something else. That requires dipping into what we called in that moment, what he called the well of inspiration." See, and the well of inspiration is the unknown. It's where new potential sits. It's where new thought, new ideas, those aha moments, those ideas out of the blue, they sit in the well of inspiration. So in that moment, in a way, I saw, oh, I can build my life from the well of memory, or I can build my life from the well of inspiration. It pointed me to a whole new path, a whole new way, and a potential in how I could live and move in the world. Now, again, I didn't have a clue what it would look like or even how to do it. But every cell inside of me said, "Do that. Yeah, do that." So in that day, I started my learning curve, my messy, clumsy, amazing, fun, confusing learning curve of how do you create a business and a life from this well of inspiration? How do you tap into fresh capability and insight and perspective and innovation and creativity, and let that take the lead? Now, while it's been bumpy and very much a learning curve for me, it has also been hugely fulfilling and rewarding. That choice and through the work that Michael was doing with me, it began a journey for me of understanding the role thought plays in shaping our view of reality, the role of thought, the role that our minds play in everything from satisfaction to connection to doing well in business. Creating a business and life from the well of inspiration, from the unknown, from tapping into new potential shows me that push and drive and striving aren't necessary. Now, that may sound radical to you or ridiculous. Well, I hope you don't turn off, and I hope you keep listening and bear with me here, because I'm with you. To me, stress and pressure just seemed like a given. And to be honest, I thought it was necessary. If you really wanted to succeed and if you wanted to change, you had to make it happen. You had to get behind it. You got to get committed, you know, and you can hear in the tone of my voice kind of the kind of talking I would give myself. But you see, what I didn't know is that there was a big downside to that. See, I was kind of clueless about the level of pressure and stress I was living in. And really, if you had asked me if I was stressed, I honestly would have said no. But that's because it was an unhealthy norm. I was a fish to water. I didn't see it. You know, in fact, I think I would have given myself a badge because I thought I could handle stress well, that I could tolerate it well. And it just looked to me like if you want more, you got to do more, you got to push more. Well, over the last 7 years, I've seen that I had a huge misunderstanding about performance, about accessing potential, about insight and creativity, and where it actually comes from. I see now that it does not come from drive and push, but that actually, already, we all have this amazing, powerful resource that already exists within us. And that is in the direction of the well of inspiration. All of us already have everything we need to create a business and life we desire. You have inside of you a tremendous potential of mind. And let me explain what I mean by that. Understanding kind of these two things that I'm going to talk about in a minute just began to create huge shifts for me. So the first one is, what is the role that thought plays in our ability to perform and access new capability and new potential? Well, what I began to see is that it has a huge relationship. Our version of the world and ourselves is being shaped by thought in the moment. And the quality of our minds is shaped by thought in the moment. And the quality of our minds affects how well we do, affects our ability to see possibility, to see potential, to hear, to have rapport with other people. You know, you can see it. Like, think of it in simple way. The more tight, uptight, stressed out we are, the lower quality thinking we have. So really seeing the role that thought plays was huge for me. The second piece that is in partnership with this is that in addition to seeing that thought shapes the way I see it, that affects the quality of mind, which affects my performance. Well, the good news is that's fluid. You can see it. Thought is fluid, which means my experience is fluid. The way I see things are fluid. So there's always an opportunity to see something new, to have an aha moment, a shift of perspective. But in addition to that, what I began to see and know and have a personal kind of journey relationship to this is that each of us already has inside this infinite well of being, this creative life force, this essence that is constantly funding us. And it is the source of fresh insight, of shifts in perception. It's the gateway to accessing more wisdom, creativity, connection, new potential. And if you look at what I'm saying, just look in a real way for yourself. I know you'll see this for you too. That all of us, that essence, that ability to kind of rise to the occasion, to figure things out, to step up when we're needed, to find our way through the unknown, that's something that each of us already has. That resource is available to us at all times. We come already with a capacity for extraordinary functioning and performance. and seeing that the single most influential factor in our business and life is where we come from, that internal space, our state of mind, our internal world is shaping how we come across and how effective we are. You know, I think it's Maya Angelou that said, people may not remember what you said, but they'll remember how you made them feel. Each of us walks around that's the impact, kind of the feeling state, what's happening inside of us is what's shaping our impact and the quality of our minds. So with this in mind, it's easier to see what I'm saying, that where we come from within ourselves matters more than any singular activity we will do for our business. So where we come from, being able to access higher quality thinking and problem solving and decision making, you know, understanding the connection between a clear mind and greater results, that relationship matters more than any kind of activity we do. Another way of saying this is that our being fuels our doing. Where we're coming from shapes our behavior. Now, if you're anything like me, this may sound nice and everything, but you might be wondering, what does this have to do with making things happen? You know, I can remember when I would first hear people talking about this, like Michael and other mentors and teachers I've had. It was really hard for me. In a way, I kind of thought they were telling me to just settle and be happy. And to be honest, I was not interested in settling. I was interested in making things happen. Well, here's the good news. What I'm saying is that by looking in the direction of the well of inspiration, to the internal resource and capability, that essence, that creative life force that we already have, that infinite well of being, looking in the direction of that, you're going to discover for yourself that tapping into that allows us to move through our life and our businesses in more states of ease and flow versus having to push and strive and grind and stress and sacrifice. You know, what if in fact those things were making you less productive or less efficient, less successful? Wouldn't that be good to know? What Michael and many of the teachers in those early years began to help me see was that all of us do better with less in our minds and more presence. That a free mind and an engaged presence are game changers. They're the key, you know, connecting to that infinite resource we have within us with less in our mind, being open, agile, available to kind of the deeper whisper of wisdom, to being able to hear people more effectively and navigate and know where to go, that those are all foundational, powerful, impactful tools in creating our business. I mean, if you think about sports, it's already out there in the mainstream that if a player shows up to a game in a stressful mind or tension or worried about the outcome or tries to do really well, they actually don't perform well. It actually impedes their performance. That when they talk about being a game where they, you know, were in the flow and they did really well, listen to how they describe it. They talk about it and they'll say things like, well, yeah, you know, nothing was on my mind. I was in the moment. It's as if I knew where the ball was going to go or where the player was going to go. I was in the flow, in the zone. Well, what they're talking about in sports is absolutely the same and true for us in business and leadership and our relationships, that being present with less in our mind, engaging, listening, that in that state, we naturally access more wisdom. We naturally hear in the moment feedback and know how to respond. with less on our mind, when we're paying less attention to our thinking, we're just naturally more present to the person or situation in front of us. So maybe the idea that you could excel, make an impact, and reach new levels of success and not have to grind, push, or sacrifice sounds too good to be true. But I encourage you and I invite you, and a lot of the conversations and the interviews and the things we're going to be up to in this podcast are going to point you to the truth of this. And hopefully, in an insightful, fun way, wake you up to your own nature. Wake you up to your own potential, a new potential within yourself. As I was saying, when I first started learning this, I was a little resistant. It just seemed so counterintuitive to me because to me, my striving and push and pressure looked like why I did as well, why I had this amazing career, why I had a level of success. But when I would listen, there was something inside of me that kept saying, pay attention. There's something here for you to see. Pay attention, Barb. Pay attention. And I remember one moment in particular, sitting at my desk and looking out the window. And I started getting really anxious about my business. This was like in the first year. And I started getting worried about not having enough clients, that it wasn't really sustainable. I was thinking like, maybe I'm not up to this. Maybe this isn't for me. You know, I just really started to get unsettled and a disturbed mind. And in that moment, I had this like breather. And in that breath, this thought came through of, I do not want to build my life and business from an insecure thought. I do not want worry to be the driver of everything I do. I don't want insecure thinking and pressure to be a place I build a strategy from for my business. It's just that moment I could see that that didn't make sense, but that's kind of what I'd been up to. I wanted, and in that moment, I said, I want to build a life from the well, the business and life from the well of inspiration. You know, I've been hearing from these teachers and these people that it was possible to have success and wins and growth with more ease and without having to use insecurity as a driver. And while I had no evidence, absolutely none, that this would work, right? Something again inside of me said, do that, do that. So I just kept following that nudge and that place inside of me that was curious, that seemed to be hearing something, even though my intellect would argue. And that now, 7 years later, I can tell you I have lots of evidence that it works. I have evidence in my own business as it's grown every year. I've had opportunities I never would have dreamt up myself. I've had opportunities to partner with people that have been incredibly gratifying. I've definitely had ups and downs. It's not all been a smooth ride. I've tried things and it hasn't worked. I've, you know, been gone in and out of insecurity and worry, but coming back and grounding myself in this place of my essence, that deeper wisdom, letting that kind of take the lead more and more versus my fear, my ideas of who I should be, even my ideas of what my business should look like, kind of letting more space inside of me to see what else, what's new, what occurs to me from the well of inspiration. And the other wonderful thing I've been able to see is that not only for myself has this become, you know, incredibly rewarding in my business and in the opportunities I've had, but I've seen it with my clients as well. I've come to see that over these last 7 years, that action and strategy that is built from a free mind, a clear mind, an open mind can be shockingly effective and efficient and productive. Who knew I could get things done without, you know, this internal whip I was having on myself before? But in addition to that, there's a way in which I've been touched by life more. I've been able to feel more connection and touched by the people I work with, the family, friends, and it's been more fulfilling. It's amazing because, of course, I did feel fulfilled in what I was doing before, and I loved what I was doing, but there was also this kind of constant hum of more, better, got to be better, got to work harder, got to be better, could do more, more impact, you know, whatever it was. And in that low hum of, you know, kind of better, better, it also created this low hum of dissatisfaction. Now, again, I didn't see this until I started to move and get more connected to this free mind, a clear mind, and to see what happened. It wasn't until I did that that I realized, oh, I wasn't allowing myself to even savor and be touched by life and to see the impact that's had on my relationships, and even the depth of work I can do with my clients has been really beautiful. And as I mentioned, I've seen evidence over and over again with my clients that when they relate differently to their own thinking and they look instead in the direction of a free mind, the quality of their mind, that they too are able to go beyond their normal and habitual ways of being. And they're able to step into a whole new expression of themselves in their work and in their lives. I've seen clients able to transition with ease and grace and step into work that mattered more to them. I've seen them let go and step into brand new businesses or get promoted inside organizations. I've seen them take their teams and their organizations to new levels of performance. I've seen organizations where morale was really low, completely turn around, and people starting to be more inspired about what they were up to day to day. All of this coming from, again, those two points I made earlier, understanding the role thought plays in shaping your version of yourself and your world, how to relate to thought differently, and in the process, naturally have more internal spaciousness, more freedom of mind, and start to begin to feel more connected to that deeper nature of life, to the deeper wisdom, to accessing new ideas, and new states of well-being, new states of connection. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I have tried it all. I've taken loads of self-help, personal and professional trainings, and I've taught it almost as many of them. Yet I have not seen anything that has had as meaningful and sustainable impact as this, not just in my work, but again, with my clients too. Just want to speak about it in one way. If you think about what I'm pointing to, is that underneath this idea again of where we come from is like a hidden variable that's at play in everything we do. You know, I used to do a ton of training that was skills, competency based, psychologically based, and it was all helping. You know, I did communication training, conflict training, helping people overcome their past, leadership presence, you know, all these different kinds of training. But again, what I would notice is that that didn't always last. It didn't always stick. And when I looked at it before, it was either, you know, me, the trainer's fault, or the student's fault. You know, there was something going on. But now, with the understanding of the potential of our mind, how the quality of our mind, where we're coming from in any minute, in any moment, is shaping our effectiveness, our performance. Now seeing that direct link, I get it. See, underneath all of our skills and competences, this hidden variable that we're talking about today, the quality of our mind, our internal state, our state of mind, whatever you want to call it, that unless we get visible to that, unless we understand it, it can pull the rug out of anything. We can become a victim of it unless we understand it. And I thought about this with leaders, like you could teach a leader the best communication model, the best training on how to be effective communicator, how to give effective feedback. And they could be inspired at the training. They get it. They can't wait to put it into action. But they go into a meeting that they're getting ready to have with one of their team members. Let's say they go in rushed, pressured, upset about something, tense about somebody. Well, that completely trumps that feeling level. Their internal state trumps any training they've had. All that training goes out the window, right? And we can all think of our own examples or other people of examples around this. Well, what the person across from them is left with is what? It's their feeling, right? They're left with, this uncomfortable, maybe demotivating, unpleasant communication or unclear communication, whatever it might be. Because again, that where we're coming from is directly affecting our ability to do well, even in giving feedback or having a conversation with a team member. But when leaders or entrepreneurs or business owners get visible, get aware of this hidden variable, it becomes something they begin to see, then they can leverage it. They make smarter choices. They understand. They factor it in. And sometimes by factoring it in, it means they wait to have the conversation. Other times it means that they can see their reactivity and get over it, kind of readjust and get present to the person in front of them and have a conversation from there. So in a way, this variable, this what we're calling state of mind, the quality of our mind, can amplify in a really positive way the skills and competencies we already have. And it can derail anything we do if we're not aware of it or if it begins to run the show. So this podcast really comes because I've been so inspired by all these stories and the real transformation, the results that people have experienced. And I wanted to find a way to share those and to inspire other people. The podcast is going to include insights of my own journey, but I'm also really excited to introduce you to some of my mentors, my teachers that have helped me tap into new levels of depth and connection and performance, and also to introduce you to some successful entrepreneurs and business leaders. And we're going to be having conversations with them about how their businesses and their work have been an opportunity for self-actualization, for them to step into new capability, new potential, new businesses, new ideas, new life paths, and how this understanding has helped them evolve and get more and more comfortable getting in over their heads and navigating and breaking through limitations they thought they had. These conversations are insightful and fun and empowering and ultimately will help you see your work with a fresh perspective. You know, and if we blow up a few of those old myths about what it takes to make things happen, I think that's great too. So I hope that you'll join, you'll tune in, and that you'll be inspired by these real conversations, these everyday stories about transformations and how as leaders and entrepreneurs got more connected to their true self, they were able to tap into the deeper nature of life and fund work and their lives in really practical and profound ways, and allowing you by listening to create a business and a life that reflects your highest potential. Thank you so much for listening and joining me today. I hope you'll keep listening and tuning in. All the best. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you're curious to find out more about our guest or you enjoyed our conversation, then please check out the Beyond Limits Business Summit taking place this October in Portland, Oregon. We're gathering together like-minded, high-achieving individuals and creating a space for connections, new thought, and fresh insights for your business and leadership. Go to beyondlimitsbusinesssummit.com to find out more. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, review, and share it. Thanks.